This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 11th. God's word to you today is Amazing Grace. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, and it says, "For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus." The next prophecy we will be examining is, the Messiah would be falsely accused. The prophecy is in Psalm 35, verse 11, which says, "Malicious witnesses testify against me. They accuse me of crimes I know nothing about." Note that this prophecy is different from the betrayal. The fulfillment is in Mark 14, verse 57 and 58, which say, "Finally, some men stood up and gave this false testimony. We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without human hands.'" Not only was Jesus betrayed, he was falsely accused. Your assignment today is to find out how this applies to you and find out the relevance of this prophecy in your life. The 20th prophecy is, the Messiah would be spat upon and struck. Betrayed, falsely accused, spat upon and struck. Wow. This prophecy is in Isaiah 50 verse 6, which says, "I offered my back to those who beat me and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting." The prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 26 verse 67, which says, "Then they began to spit in Jesus' face and beat him with their fists, and some slapped him." Why was Jesus slapped? Why was he spat upon? And why did he allow such reproach, shame, and ridicule? If he just needed to die, why did Jesus not just die peacefully in his sleep? The answer is, he did it because of you and I. Jesus took the shame and ridicule that was meant for us. This is so important because regardless of what you face as a child of God, you should be able to lift up your head and walk with dignity. You should be without shame or reproach because Jesus took your shame and reproach upon himself. It is a big deal. The next prophecy is, the Messiah would be crucified with criminals. Not only would Jesus be crucified, it was prophesied that he would be crucified with criminals. The prophecy is in Isaiah 53, verse 12, from the King James Version, which says, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." The fulfillment is in Mark 15, verse 27, in the King James Version, which says, "And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right and the other on his left." Verse 28 says, "And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with transgressors." Again, we see this prophecy and the direct fulfillment of the prophecy in the life of Jesus. The relevance and application of this for you and I is, Jesus associated and was numbered with transgressors and low lives. We should be able to do the same and show them Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.